all over again. It's gonna be rough, so rough, but we're gonna make it. Oh yeah. Starting all over as friends, it's gonna be tough on us, but we gotta face it.
And welcome back to another live taping of the Love & Music Enough podcast. We do not own the rights to any song that you may hear played before and after this podcast. Welcome. So as y'all know, this is your girl, Natasha Hatchett. I am the podcaster of this Love & Means Enough podcast, and we are in for a good show. Like, listen, the beginning song that you heard is what the grown folks would call a brown liquor song. Okay, let me explain to the kids. So the brown liquor song is a song that you would normally have your brown liquor in a brown paper bag. You know, the little small bag that you... Yeah, that's why it's called the brown liquor song. But yeah, that's really for the grown folks though. But today, as you can see, based on, y'all know how it goes, based on what song you hear in the beginning, that's the vibe that we gonna have throughout the show. But before I go any further, I wanted to welcome those of you for the first time that is listening to this podcast. As I said earlier, this is your girl, Natasha Hatchett. I am the podcaster, certified life coach, ordained minister. I always just said something. something that's almost slipped out my mouth. I see you, Holy Ghost. Don't play with me though. Not today. Not right now. But yeah, and we're here. And this show is designed strategically. We talk about topics, self-care, self-help, love. Yeah, we just talk. And every podcast, you are going to get you some good Jesus. How about that? Amen. Yeah. So, we are in the new season, and when I say we, I mean me. So last week, our last show, we talked about 44 and more, because your girl just turned 44. And listen, this 44 is good to me. I mean, I don't know why people be, you know, afraid to tell their age. I don't know why people be afraid to tell their age or things of that nature. But listen, 44 has been amazing to me. I have learned so much at the age, you know, I mean, 43 was good. 42, I kind of went through some stuff. Yeah, I don't really know if I want to repeat 42 or 41, but yeah, at the end of the day, listen, we are what? Today is Friday, July 15th. So we're 15 days into my 44th season of life, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it. Like, yeah, this nothing could have prepared for the enjoyment that I'm enjoying. So we're going to talk about starting all over. And here's why we're going to talk about starting over, because I realize regardless of whatever arena of life that I'm in or whatever walk hat I'm wearing at the time, I get the question so very often, how do you find the strength to start over? That's the most commonly asked question I get. Or why are you so confident in starting over? Isn't starting over hard? Like, how do you keep doing it? How do you keep making it happen each and every time? And I just tell people, you just got to do what you got to do. As the song said in the beginning, starting all over again, it's going to be rough. It's going to be hard, but baby, you're going to make it. And sometimes we all have to hit that reset button and start over. So we're starting all over again. And that can mean with anything. Starting all over again in your career. Maybe now you've retired from one career and now you're entering into a new career. Or maybe you're starting over after a failed relationship, failed marriage, failed courtship, whatever. You're starting over there. Or maybe you're one of those people like my oldest sister. God bless her loving heart, who has a 20-something year old and a 6-year old. Maybe you're just starting all over in your parenting. I don't know. It could be starting over in any in anything. Or maybe you just got a new lease on life and now you feel the need to start over. Because we can renew our leases at any time. You don't need nobody to tell you when to renew your lease. You can renew it at any time. I just choose lease renewal during my birthday. That's when, to me, that's when I renew my lease. I renew my lease on life. I reflect. I look back at the things that worked and the things that didn't work. I look back on the things that I could do better, I can do differently, or I shouldn't be doing at all. And there's so much that I should not be doing at all. I'm going to do a show called The Do's and the Don'ts of Life. But yeah, I've learned so much. And so starting over for me, now I'll be honest. I will be honest. When I first, my first time having to start over at anything, and I believe it was career-wise. I remember in my early 20s, I chose the career. I don't know if I chose it or it chose me, but either way it happened. I chose the career of being an educator. I'm lying to y'all. My initial career, I wanted to be a court stenographer or a paralegal. And I went to school for it. God, I wish I could remember the name of the school. It was in Hollywood. So I was determined to be this paralegal or court stenographer. I was really into law at the time because my ultimate goal was to be a lawyer. If you didn't know, that was one of the things I wanted to do in my life. That's probably why I could be so argumentative at the time. But moving along. So I lived in Liberty City. For those of us that live in the Miami area, I lived on the outskirts of, I think it's the outskirts, I don't know. I lived on 46th Street, and I was going to technical school all the way in Hollywood. That's how determined I was. So I would catch two buses to get there. Maybe three, because I had to catch the 22 or the 20. Yeah, it was probably three buses. But I was determined to get there because that's what I wanted to do with my career. So I would catch two or three buses, had to be in an 8 o'clock class. So you do the math. I had to be up real early. And only to realize one day, I don't believe if it was a professor, just somebody in general that said to me, you know, eventually they're no longer going to need court stenographers like that, right? Shattered my whole world. It was kind of one of those, wah, wah. Yeah, that. So here I am in the height of what I thought was pursuing my career, and I'm being told this tad bit of information because technology was popping, but it wasn't as popping yet. And so now I have to figure out something else. So Natasha, what is it that you love? What is it that you want to do? What is it that you're good at? So I decided to go into education. And I did not want to deal with high schoolers. I did not want to deal with middle schoolers because then I won't be able to have this podcast. I would have been in jail. So I decided, well, let me try out preschool first. And I did that for about, I want to tell you, 8 or 9 years. So I was forced to start over. I was starting over, leaving the legal field, and now I'm going into education. And for those of you that are in education, my prayers are with you each and every single day, because I quickly realized after a couple of years that it wasn't even the kids, it was the parents. Like, who want to keep dealing with this? And I didn't have any children at the time, so it's like my patience and tolerance for parents was just like zero to none. So I end up having to start over. And that was my first experience with starting over. And it was not the greatest experience because I'm the type of person I can become a creature of habit sometimes. So, starting over wasn't good. I don't think I transitioned well. I don't think I did it well. It just wasn't for me. It just wasn't for me. And as life progressed and I got older, then, you know, I entered into a relationship. And that went well for about 5 or 6 years, and then I had to start over again. So what I'm saying is there's time in your life where you're going to have to consistently start over. So whether it's in a relationship, whether it's a friendship, and I lost a lot of friends throughout, one because of my image. Let's just, you know, I told y'all I'm going to be honest. You always going to get honesty from me on this show. So a lot of my friendships failed when I was younger is because I didn't know really how to be a friend. I was so used to only being the friend to my siblings, thanks to my mother, that I didn't really learn how to be a friend to anybody outside of my siblings. Because my mom raised us, it's five of us. So my mom raised us and said, you know, with the understanding that you don't need any friends. The friends that you have live in the same house with you, and that's all the friends that you need. She gonna get me, y'all, but it's okay. So that was my mindset. Like, I really didn't need friends. Like, I have friends. You know, I have three sisters. Like, I don't need y'all friendship. Like, I got three sisters for that. Like, why I need y'all? And I didn't really understand or grasp the concept of true friendship when I was younger. So, yeah. Shout out to all my friends that walked away from me. I love y'all too, anyway. But so starting over in friendships can be hard. And the worst start over I realize that I get asked about is the start over from a failed relationship. I'ma just let y'all breathe in that moment. Cause you're about to get my business. Father, in the name of Jesus. No, I'm just laying. Listen, starting over is not as bad as you think. Here's why. Starting over, do over, whatever name you want to call it, it gives you the opportunity to revamp, reinvent, reevaluate who you are. Who you are, what matters to you, what's important to you, how you want this to look, how you want that to look, what are you now able to tolerate, what you could no longer tolerate, because as you grow, well, this should happen physiologically too, but psychologically, as you grow, you may have outgrown some things, you may have outgrown some people, and it doesn't make you a bad person, and that's what starting over gives you the opportunity to do. It gives you the opportunity to kind of reevaluate who you are. You know, the scripture in the Bible that says, let a man examine himself. We always just use that for communion. But that scripture can go across the board. When you start over, you're basically examining yourself. Like, where did I go wrong? What did I do right? What was my takeaway? What could I have done differently? Those are all the questions you should be asking yourself in the midst and in the process of starting over. But what we make the mistake and do is we look at starting over as such a bad thing that we're like, we don't reap the benefits of it. Oh, what did I do wrong? Or why is this happening to me? It's always me. Like, why? You know, we go into that pity party syndrome and we try to figure out why me, why me, why me, why me? Well, but why not you? You know, I used to ask those very same questions. God, why me? Why again? Like, oh my God. Lord, like, this is so embarrassing, you know? But then I had to realize, Natasha, why not you? And then I started asking myself, without the arrogance, if not you, then who? You said you want to be what you say you want to be, but you're not willing to go through what it takes to become who you need to become. Some of us still live in this microwave world to where we want to think it, will it, and it happens. We don't want to go through the process. We want to go from the thinking about it, like the initial thought of the situation, where it is we're at thinking about, to it being full-blown processed. So we don't want to go through the necessary steps that it takes. It's almost like the kindergartner jumping to 12th grade. You missed a whole lot of steps in between. And so in some situations, yeah, we can do that. We can jump the process. We can jump the steps. But then we prematurely get that thing, or we prematurely get to that wanted, that desired end, and we don't know how to stay there. Because we missed the necessary steps in between that had a lesson to teach us while on our way there. Right? So I'm going to liken this to, I already likened it to school. My son is going to the 10th grade. Praise God. Y'all keep praying for me. So he's going to the 10th grade, but if he tried to skip the 11th grade, well, let me put it this way. He's in the 9th going to the 10th. So if he tried to skip 10th and 11th grade and jump to his senior year, you know, it's a lot in between that he's missed. So now when he gets to his senior year, you know, if my memory serves me correctly, you have to have world history, and then there's another history in between, and then economics and government. Economics and government is your 12th grade class. So if he didn't take the prerequisite, come on, Holy Ghost. If he didn't take the prerequisite to get to take the economics class, he's not going to be prepared. He can handle it more than likely, but it's going to take a lot of work. work that he should have done in 10th grade, work that he should have done in 11th grade. So we're steady rushing the process. And that's I think that's why a lot of people have issues with starting over, because starting over means you have to restart the process all over again. And most of us don't even want the process in the initial state, in the initial act. So we don't definitely don't want it. We definitely don't want to have to start over. So I think that's why starting over is hard for so many people, because we look at it as, I don't want to go through that. And then starting over, unfortunately, comes with a level of shame or guilt that may cause you to be humble. And most of us don't want to go through the humility phase. We want to still be puffed up with the S on our chest, you know, and have people think that we're good and we're okay and we're achieving and we're progressing. And we're, yeah, it's all Gucci over here. But the truth of the matter is, it's not. So to say starting over, it looks like you're a failure to others. But to not start over, you're kind of like failing yourself. You're cheating yourself of an opportunity to do something better. For my entrepreneurs, McDonald's didn't always start as McDonald's. How many times they failed at the process? How many times they failed at the business venture before they got it right, before they got the Golden Arches? And it's the same crew that started the Golden Arches wasn't the same crew that started out in the beginning anyway. So again, starting over gives you the opportunity to even do some pruning, to get rid of some things and some people that doesn't need to go along on that particular journey or that particular venture. So, man, it's benefits in starting over. So I think by the end of this podcast, I feel like the teacher, by the end of this lesson, by the end of this podcast, I want us to have understand and grasp the concept of starting over and not looking at it from a negative standpoint, but looking at it from what can I gain? What have I learned? What can I do differently, right? Because it's not bad. From the biblical aspect, starting over is not bad. I'm glad you asked. Well, why you say that? I'm glad you asked. Turn to your Bible. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm not going to tell you turn to your Bibles, but in the Bible, first of all, do we know that God had to start over? No. That's not in the Bible. Oh, but it is. What do you think happened with Noah? He washed everything away except for what was on the ark. If you wasn't on that ark, you didn't make it. But that was a whole start over. He started all over. When he, you know, the Bible said, and he, God got through making whatever he was making on those first 6 days, he said it was good, right? He was pleased with what he had done within those first 6 days, to the point where he said, this is good. Like, he was popping his collar. He was proud of himself. He had undid. He did. You did that, Jesus. Right, God? You did that. But then, you know, we start again butt wild and doing stuff. We ain't had no business doing whatever. The world took a turn. He's like, this ain't going to work out. And so he started over. Washed the whole earth. Everything that was not on that ark got washed away. Everything. Go ahead, read your Bible. You'll see it. Go back to Genesis. It got washed away. What is that? Starting over. So who are we? And you ain't even got to be saved to have this concept. If the person who created heaven and earth, and don't come for me, this is my show. I tell it from my perspective and what I believe. If you don't have the same belief, that's fine. I respect that, but don't disrespect mine either. So if the person who ultimately, as a Christian or a believer, the person who created heaven and earth, things that fly, things that crawl the earth, trees, ocean, land, that person had enough in him, or common sense to say, this ain't working. I got to start from scratch. Maybe I did something wrong. I thought it was good and it was going well and I had it going on. But then they started acting foolish. They started cutting up. So I got to start over. Who are you to not to have an issue with starting over? So when I start over, this to answer those that ask me the question, how is starting over so easy? I'm stunting like my daddy. No, seriously, I'm really stunting like my daddy. If I say that Christ is my father and he was able to start over and he created what he created. And so, yeah, my little start over ain't nothing. Like, I can handle this like a G. Like, yeah, I can start over. But no, on the serious note, it's really, you know, it's really a mind over matter thing. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. That's how I look at it. We have to stop getting caught up on the minute things. You know why we cannot start over? Or some of us have some shame or guilt with starting over? Because we already gave people a false image of who we are. You've already lied to the people, and you ain't verbally lied to them. You lied to them in the way you portray yourself to be something that you're not. You lied to them when you acted to be someone that you're not. You lied to them when you acted to have more than you have. So now that I got to start it from the bottom now, hey, now that you got to start over, you don't know how to go back and look like start over in front of the people that you lied and portrayed yourself to. I'm just going to let that sit there for a minute. I mean, I'm just saying. That's why starting over is so hard, because we've already given off this false imagery of who we are. I've already made it, oh, I'm going to step on some toes, but I love y'all anyway. The show is called Loving Me Is Enough. And in order for me to love you, I got to tell you the truth. You already portrayed yourself to be something that you're really not. And so because you skipped those steps, remember those steps I told you in the beginning of the show? Because you've already skipped those steps. Yeah, you don't want nobody to know that you didn't go to fifth grade. You just jumped your behind the middle school. Because now you got to go back and learn the tools that you should have learned in the fifth grade. And now you're in ninth grade trying to learn those tools, trying to learn that concept. Now you're trying to figure out subject, noun, verb. You know, now you're trying to put that, make it make sense, but you can't make it make sense because you missed that teaching. You miss what life was trying to teach you in that phase of your life, because you ain't want to do that. You too fly for that. Mm-mm. Yeah. That's why we have a problem with starting over. I've had to start over several times, right? And I'm not glorifying the start over, because it takes strength to start over. It takes a certain kind of, let me tell you something. It takes a special kind of will to start over. But what I am saying, if you're in a place right now in your life or you feel like you need to start again, there was this gospel song. You can begin again. I don't know who said, you can believe. Listen, it's okay to begin again. It's okay to start again. See, the problem I have now, I could deal with a person that started over 59 million times, literally. What I cannot deal with is a quitter. I just can't do quitters. Like, if you want to know where I stand, I'm allergic to quitters. Because that's, to me, it's a sign of weakness when you quit. That's just me, though. That's Natasha 101. To me, quitting is a sign of being, you know, yeah, I can't rock with a quitter, bro. I just can't. I cannot rock with a person that quits. You want me to tell you why? Because we have too many opportunities, too many ways, and too many options to not give up or to quit. Now, let me tell you what I mean. If it didn't work out the first time, in terms of entrepreneurship, I'll tackle that first. I'm laughing because I just saw, yeah. If it did not work out the first time, it doesn't necessarily mean you quit, right? It means you fall back, get you some tutelage, figure out where you went wrong, and hey, let's get it popping again, right? That's just my mindset. That's why, you know, that's why I feel like the school system, your grade could be A3F or A1B, because that number, that signifies your effort. Like, did you even attempt to try? So when I see A3F on a report card, I'm like, you ain't even, did you even attempt to try? And so we have to not get caught up in the process, but get caught up with our efforts, right? Because there have been times where I've worked jobs that I did not deserve. Like my degree couldn't hold me. My intellect, I just didn't simply, I didn't deserve the job. I'll be honest. I have worked literally two jobs in my lifetime where I did not deserve. Didn't have the credentials and probably didn't even know what I was doing. But I had effort. And because I had effort and a willingness to learn and a willingness to grow, I was able to sustain myself in those jobs. That your effort means everything when you're starting over. Put forth the effort. I can't tolerate a quitter because that shows to me that you put forth no effort. You just lay down. I can't rock with people that just lay down. I'm just being 100. So starting over for me is hard, but I make it happen. It sometimes is not the easiest thing, but I make it happen. So I've had to start over careers. I've had to start over in friendships. I've had to start over, even with my family. Lord, they're going to kill me. Even with my family, like, I've literally had to start over. There were times where my siblings and I wasn't in the place that we are now. We didn't always see eye to eye. And there were times where we didn't even want to hang around each other. Like, let's just be 100. So with that, once we figured out, okay, one, we were being dumb. Two, we matured past this foolishness. And three, you know, CMB, bro, we all we got, New Jack City. I'm just playing. But we really was all that we had. And so we got to a place where we had to start over. And in that starting over, sometimes you have to go back and render an apology, or sometimes you have to ask for forgiveness. You ain't gonna just come back and jump back, hop your little self back in my life, right back in line. Oh, I'm here. No. Sometimes you're going to have to render an apology or ask for forgiveness. We're going to have to kumbaya. We're going to have to sit down and work this thing through. We ain't got to do it face to face. It could be via text. I don't care how you want to do it, but we have to come to a commonality or a common agreement. Like, listen, this is where we were. This is where we're trying to get to. So that's how I handle everything. I start over every time I'm forced to start over. Like, take a deep breath. I'm recently divorced. And so for me, that's a place of starting over. Like, now I have to sit down in a corner somewhere and reassess. Natasha, what did you do here? What did you not do here? What could you have done differently? What you could, you know, just reassess, and start over. And hear me clearly. I wish y'all could see the smile on my face, honey. It ain't all bad starting over, to tell you the truth. It's emotionally draining. It's painstaking. You feel like, you know, it makes you oftentimes feel like crap. But I would rather you start over, like I said, 59 million times than to stay in the same place, in the same position, and not even grow or not even be happy. Like some people, and this is just not in relationships, but on jobs, some people on jobs that they really don't like. But you know why they stay? Because they're comfortable and it's easier than starting over. And so you wonder why you got headaches on your job. That's because really, you don't really want to be there. But it's easier than starting over. It's easier than letting go. It's always easier to hold on to the familiar than it is to embrace the unknown. It's easier. And so that's why we don't start over. That's why we don't begin again. That's why we don't try new things. That's why we don't go new places. Like, I know people that literally have not left the state of Florida under any circumstance, whether they're traveling or moved out of the state of Florida, Florida. I know people that have not left their four corners in Miami. You know, so, and why? Because it takes effort to do something different and it takes effort to do something new. And people don't want to leave the familiar. It's the statement that my mom and I sometimes make. Don't ask us why we say it, but we say it. The devil you know is better than the one you don't know. So we stay in this familiar place, this familiar setting, because it's just easier. But aren't we tired of easy? Aren't we tired of going alone, to getting along? Aren't you tired of status quo? Don't you want something different? Like, think about it. I know people who are in the same hairstyle for the last 30 years. You don't want to try nothing different? Like, you don't want to take that side part and put it in the middle? Same haircut for the last 25, 30 years. Like, you ain't ready to let go of that shag? I mean, that season even gone. Good Lord. But it's okay to start over. I don't know why is this such the biggest question that I get. I guess because most of the times I have failed, I failed publicly. So most of my failures, I could not hide. I'm going to have to holler at Jesus about that one. Like, why you keep making my stuff public? But anyway, so you have no choice but to notice that I'm starting over, or to notice that I'm doing something different, or to notice that, dang, she, you know, you have no choice but to notice that. So I can't hide it. So maybe that's why I get the question, like, yo, you just act like nothing ever happened. You just moving. But it did happen to me, right? Life has happened to me. And sometimes when it has, in most cases, within these last 2 years, when life happened, it hurt when it happened. But I always tell myself, I give you 48 hours to have a pity party, sis. That's what I tell myself. And that's what I tell the people around me too. You got 48 hours to cry about it. You got 48 hours to have a pity party about it. You got 48 hours to willow, wallow, do whatever you want to do with that junk. You got 48. It's like another 48. That's the name of the show. You got them 48. If you are not, like, after that 48 hours, I'm not saying I need you to get over it. No, no, no. Let me clear that up right now. I am not telling them that they need to get over it in the 48 hours. What I am telling them is you got 48 hours to have your pity party. That's all I'm going to give you. Because after those 48 hours, now what are we going to do? That's why I say, if you're not ready to really progress in your life, don't call me for your life coach, to be your life coach. I don't do pity parties well. You got 48. On another 48, it tell you the first 48 hours are critical. And either finding that missing child, finding the murderer. Y'all watch it? No, like y'all don't watch it. The first 48 hours is critical for in those situations. So for me, the first 48 hours is critical too. You get those first 48 to get it all out. I didn't say get over it. There's a difference. I just want you to get it. So if you want to ugly cry, if you want to cuss, if you want to fuss, whatever it is, whatever that looks like for you, you have 48 hours to do it. And after that 48 hours, so what are we going to do now? That's where I'm at. How are we going to move forward? What are we? Okay, so let's work through this. That's what I call life mapping. For those of you that have been to my website and want to know what life mapping is. So now this happened. We kind of have an idea as to why it happened. Now, what can we do differently? Let's look at all the things that transpired, when it happened, how it happened. Let's go through that and let's map out a different course. Let's chart a different course. Back in the day, and I wasn't living then, but I've watched movies. They didn't have GPS. So what they had to do back in the day was they had regular maps, paper maps. They would chart out the course of where they wanted to travel. Right? I thank God I wasn't living back in those times, because I can't read maps to save my life. Thank God for the GPS that says turn right in the quarter mile, turn left. I'm grateful for that, right? So they had to chart out their course. So that's what we do when you come to me and you say to me, hey, and my first question is, have you cried over it? Have you, you know, given it sound? Have whatever it is. And then I say, okay, well, that's what we starting first. We're going to do this for 48. And after that, let's get it. What we're doing differently, how we moving differently, what are we going to say differently, how are we going to show up differently? Because it makes no sense for us to keep beating ourselves up every single day, because we're not going to get anywhere. So that's why it's easy for me to start over. I've come to realize, even as a child, And in talking to my mom, I realized I was always this kind of person anyway, even as a kid. Like, okay, that happened. Like, what are we doing? Let's do something different. So yeah, starting over for me has always been a God-given, I guess, gift. I don't know. Trait. I don't know. Whatever. Part of my DNA. I don't know. And I've watched my mother start over. I've watched my father start over. Yo, I told you guys when my dad got sick two or three years ago, however long it was, he had to literally start over. At one point, my father could not walk. And my dad ain't no, I don't know how I become, why I'm this little, because my dad ain't no little person. My daddy was over 250 pounds solid. Solid. And he was about 6'2", six, I don't know, he was big. But he had to learn to walk all over again, start over. And here go little old me trying to hold him up. This big old solid man trying to help him walk all over again. So what I'm saying is starting over, yeah, it's painful. I hear you. Sis, I hear you. Bro, I hear you. It's painful. Oh, you don't, I do. I get it. Yo, I get it. But at the same token, you can do it. You can do it. No, seriously, you really can't do it. And that start over, that new beginning, that fresh start, that's probably what you need to make it. That's probably what you need to propel yourself into your next level. So while you're despising the start over or the doing it over again, that's maybe what you need. Like, for real. You need that opportunity to download, decompress, take a moment, step back. Okay. What do I need to do differently? What can I do again? What should I not be doing? You know, what's the goal here? Sometimes we fail in life because we don't have a plan. We have to have a plan, people. That's with everything in life. And it has to be more than a plan that's in your head. I just thought I'd throw that out there. This plan has to be written. Want me to tell you why? Because man, boy, woman, girl, we all operate in our emotions. I know the brothers would like to think, yeah, you do. It just look different, but yes, you do. And once our emotions come into play, we forget the plan that's in our head. But if I have this written plan that says, no, this is the plan. This is the goal. I have something to remind myself of. It makes my start over easy. When my marriage failed, we didn't fail. The marriage failed. Different story. We'll talk about that on another show. I could have sat there and become bitter. I could have sat there and become resentful. I could have sat there and hated him. I could have sat there and done a lot of things, but I chose not to because what I was going to gain from it? Other than some added anger. So what I did was I sat myself down somewhere and I had a conversation with self, and it kind of went like this. Self, what we need to do differently? And self had to be honest and say, you're behind need therapy. And I looked at self and said, girl, you talking about me? And self was like, yeah, you need therapy. And I say, but self, I thought we was good. No, baby girl. Self say, you the one thought you was good. I know we wasn't good. And I said, ooh. All right, self. And so that's what I did. I checked myself. And then I had people around me because I have a friend, Monique, who said to me one day, and I don't know, it was so random. I almost wanted to punch her in her face, but that's a whole nother story. I think it was her, myself, and Brian, our other friend Brian was in the car. And she said to me out of nowhere, well, what are you angry about? And I looked at her like, what the? We had just left church. So Lord, Lord. Jesus, keep her. Because she's about to get punched. But no, she was a friend enough to say, well, what you angry about? And it was just so random. And that comment, that question stuck with me. And I went home and I said, well, what are you angry about? And Self said, I don't even know. Right? That's why you got to know, Monique, who's in your circle. Because if the people in your circle ain't really for real checking you, and everybody in your circle a yes man or yes woman, you ain't going to never start over. You ain't going to never get, you know, get the real deal on certain things. You got to have people that's in your corner in your life that's willing to be like chin check you and be like, nah, you foul. That was wrong. If everybody's going along just to get along and everybody telling you what you need to hear, you're in a bad circle. You might want to get, you know what? That's a whole nother show. I'm going to let Monique come in the show and tell y'all about who's in your circle because she wrote the book. I didn't. But you cannot have all yes men or yes women in your circle because you will never get out your comfort zone. You will never see your wrong. If somebody in your circle can't check you and you take it and you accept it, you might as well just, yeah, stay where you at. Ain't no start over for you, boo. You good where you at. But my circle checks me all the time. And my circle be like, in the words of Brian, I hate when he does it, but he does it. So I could say something to Brian. And I'm going to tell y'all about Brian in a whole nother show, child. We're going to talk about Brian. So I would say something to Brian and he'll look at me real funny like he probably doing now. And then he'll say, well, very good. Now, what are we going to do differently? And that statement, yo, that statement runs me. Every time he says, I feel like he deserved a left hook and an uppercut. Now, very good. What are we going to do differently? Like, totally dismiss what I just said. Totally dismiss how I feel. Now, what are we going to do differently? Them the kind of people you need in your corner. I hear you. Okay, you got it all out. Now what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do differently? Those are the kind of people you need in your corner. So Monique and Brian has moved from just my friends. They like they family, cause they get on my nerves like fam. Oh God. Oh, we're gonna have a show. What about your friend? We're gonna talk about them family members that just really get on your nerves, and you be really wanting to just yeah. But anyway, that's a whole nother show. I digress. But yes, you need people in your life and in your corner that's going to be able to check you when you're wrong and let you know, hey, it's a good place to start over. This is a good place to do something different. This is a good place to go get some help. This is a good place to get you a life coach. This is a good place to get you a therapist. This is a good place to go talk to your pastor. This is a good place. Like, for real, this is a good place. Because if you don't, you miss the benefits of what could be. And so many of us are missing the benefits of what could be because we're scared of what can be. Make sense? So you're missing the benefits of what life can be like for you. And I'm a testimony to that. I just had this conversation this morning. So you're missing the benefits of what life could be because you're holding on to either what life did or what you're comfortable with or what you were used to. It don't make no sense going through the fire and come out smelling like smoke. Mm-mm. Now, God, if you're going to send me through this fire, I need to come out smoke free now. That's just me. That's just me. I just was telling, having a conversation with Monique, and I just was telling her, I was so mad with God because I'm like, God. And this is how I talk to God. But we could talk like that because him and I have a relationship. So I'd be like, I was like, God, you really went through all of that just to get me back to this place? Well, why you had to do all of that? And so clearly, I heard God say, I ain't do that. That was your fast binder did that. That was what you wanted, right? All right, then, the conversation over. I don't want to talk to you no more. But you have to be real and honest with yourself. Like, did I walk myself into this situation? Or whatever it is. Did I went out there and got this job without doing my due diligence? It's just a lot. Starting over is not, again, it's just not for intimate relationships. Starting over is for everything. I would never forget, oh God, my mama gonna kill me. But I never forget, I grew up in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands. My mom has 5 children. I'll never forget in June of 1989. I never forget when my mom said she was packing her children up and moving. Now, if you're moving within the same state, the same city, the same island, that's easy, right? You know, I just got to move a couple of doors, get a U-Haul and move. Nah, baby. This single mother of 5 children packed up 5 children. My youngest sister at the time was 4 months. This lady packed up 5 children, left, and started over. So I had a good example of what starting over looks like. And she did it with so much style and class and grace. Now I'm sure she had some doubts along the way. I'm sure that, you know, along the way, you know, she questioned herself. I'm sure along the way she felt like it wasn't worth it. I'm sure there was a lot along the way, but she didn't give up and she started over. And because I watched my mother start over so many times in her life, but I'm also watching her live in her glory days too. Like, yeah, when you could wake up in the morning and don't do nothing, don't have to go nowhere. All you got to do is go work in your garden, baby, or do what you love to do, or you don't have the pressures of life. It was worth it. That start over was worth it. And so here's another thing. Don't get discouraged that when you start over, if you don't see immediate results, stick with it. I should be telling myself about this workout process. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't see results in the beginning when you start over, when you decide to start over, this is on a serious note because I'm getting ready to wrap up. Starting over is not easy. Seriously, as I close in my preacher voice. Starting over is definitely not easy. It's not something that anybody wants to do. It comes with a lot. It can be emotionally draining. Mentally draining. It can be physically taxing. When I started over life this time, I was having heart problems. And I was under cardiologist care from September. Must have been September 2021. Was it? No. September 2020. I don't know. It was late. Early 2021. So I was under cardiologist care for literally a year. And not too many people know this. For like a whole year, I was seeing a specialist, cardiologist. I felt like I was having heart attacks. I felt like I couldn't breathe. Chest pains was so bad. And I wasn't telling anybody. And for a whole year, I went through this, and the specialist, he came recommended by so many people. Like, he came recommended by the Americans, the Caribbeans, the Black, the Whites, the Jews. Anybody I asked, they would recommend this cardiologist, right? And so I figured, okay, well, let me go. I'm talking about the nail tech recommended him. I mean, it was just people from different walks of life was recommending this cardiologist. So I went. And I was seeing this cardiologist for almost a year. I think I stopped seeing him earlier this year. I was seeing a cardiologist for, yeah, I even went to the hospital and stayed in the hospital for like four or five days with heart issues. But they couldn't find anything wrong with me. Like, they literally could not find anything wrong. And I'm paying every time I go. Oh, Lord Jesus. Talking about he's a provider. Every time I went, it was a $75 copay. And I was going to the cardiologist almost once a week. That doesn't include, okay, you know, try this. At one point, I had a heart. I had to walk around with a heart monitor for like a week. So for a whole year, I was under cardiology care, and they could not figure out what's wrong with me. Well, what was wrong with me was, sis, you need to let go, move on, and start over. That was wrong. Because when I got, when I finally figured out, Natasha, there's nothing wrong with you. It's like, what you tripping? You're tripping. And so when I finally got myself together, all of a sudden, I don't have no heart issues. So starting over, it can mentally drain you, emotionally drain you. It's physically taxing on your body. It's a lot. But let me tell you something. When you make up in your mind to start over, and for me, because I am a believer, I had prayer and I had the word of God, and I got into my word and I started doing things differently, and I started seeing things differently through the word of God. It made it so much easier for me, but starting over was necessary. And here's the kicker that most of us don't want to adapt to. In starting over, you might have to go offer some apologies. You might have to go offer some, you know, forgiveness. You're going to have to do things that you don't necessarily want to do and you're not comfortable with. You know that relationship, and I'm not just talking about intimate partner relationship. You know that friendship you're behind messed up and you walked away from and you didn't tell that person, you know, or you didn't give that person a chance and opportunity. Yeah, sometimes starting over means that you got to go back and make amends. I'm not saying rekindle the friendship, but I am saying go back and ask forgiveness for your wrong that you've done. In starting over, you have to be an adult, and adulting ain't easy. Everybody want to be, what's that Facebook mean? Everybody want to be an adult until it's time to apologize, ask for forgiveness, and do things differently. You're adult. Oh, I'm grown. You hear people saying, I'm grown. Okay. You're grown until you have to apologize. You're grown until you have to ask for forgiveness. So starting over is, again, mentally, emotionally, physically taxing, financially taxing, because now you're shopping and you don't really need to be shopping. Now you're doing stuff that you really don't need to be financially doing, but you're doing all of this as a coping mechanism. But it's benefits to starting over, because if I'm honest, I thank God for this start over. And here's why. In this start over, I am so much more happier with where I am, and nothing is absolutely happening. I could be in my room watching TV by myself and have an amazing time. Like, for real. I crack myself up. I know half my jokes be corny, but I crack myself up. I think I'm funny, but I just enjoy me. And that's the thing. I would have never, probably would have never gotten to this level. I was always here, but this level is a different level for me. You know, Meek Mills, there's levels to this. Fill in the blank. It's levels to it. So yeah, you might be saying, well, I'm good now. Yeah, you're good. But like I told my son just 2 nights ago, you know, he was tripping about his coach getting on his nerve. And I said, well, Jaden, if you take good, you break good and you make good better. And if you get better, you take better, you break better, and you make better the best. It's always room for improvement. So yeah, you might be good and that's good. But what about better? And you might be better and that's cool. But what about being your best? And you might be at your best, but what about being amazing? It's always room for us to grow. So what am I saying? Don't be afraid to start over. It's going to be rough. I ain't going to lie to you. Ain't no walking nobody park now. It's too hot to be walking in the park anyway. But it ain't no walking apart, but it's definitely going to be worth it. Because if you would have told me 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, that this is the place, Tamala Man, this place. Listen, y'all better listen to Tamala Man. I don't know what's the name of the song. I think it's called This Place. Okay, it's called This Place. Listen to Tamala Man's This Place. Been a lot of places, seen a lot of things, but I never thought in my life I'd be in this place. Y'all be playing, y'all be listening to these gospel singers. Well, some of them, not all of them. I ain't going to vow for all of them. But Tamala was singing that one. Starting over, it's not bad. And sometimes we look at our quote-unquote idols or role models, and we think for them it's always been good. Nope. Half of them had to start over several times too. So go ahead. Take that leap of faith and start over. Take that leap of faith and do it again. For that person that's divorced, and bitter, try it again. But this time, check you first. This time, figure out what your wrongs were. Don't point the finger at them. Point the thumb at you and ask yourself, what did I do? What could I have done differently? But trust me, love again. You know, don't allow situations to suck the life out of you to where you're no longer living life. Your Bible says in John 10:10, I believe it, that he come to have life, give us life and give it more abundantly. That abundance means that, listen, he do everything overflowing. I came that you can have life, but he ain't just come for you to have any kind of life. Life more abundantly. I think it's a semicolon right there. Whatever the punctuation is. You can have abundant life. And abundance in life doesn't necessarily mean your finances. It just means you can have abundance of joy, an abundance of peace, an abundance of happiness, abundance of health, abundance of just, you know, your edges. Yeah, I threw edges in there. You could just have an abundance of whatever it is your abundance means to you. For me, an abundance of peace is paramount to me. Baby, if you come around me with your mess and your confusion, you gonna have to go. I value my peace. Been a lot of places, seen a lot of things, but I never thought I'd be in this place. And I'm in a real good place. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. So on that note, I'm getting ready to wrap up. I hope this show have answered the question that I have been asked the most. How do you keep starting over? By the grace of God. That's number one. And number two, I start over because I know there's benefits to my start over. And number three, I start over because I know the place that I am serves me no longer any purpose. And that's what we have to understand. Where you are right now, if you're uncomfortable in the place and position that you're in, that means it's time for you to either move on or start over. I did a show, I think it's called Moving On. I did it right before when I was saying bye-bye 43. Moving on is not as bad as you think. And listen, and for me, I'm real, I don't know, I'm weird. But I'm weird in the sense that I love to see people happy. And I love to see people get what it is that they want out of life. My ex has moved on. And let me tell y'all something. I am so happy for him. Like, genuinely happy for him. Because, not because it didn't work out with us, doesn't necessarily mean I want bad for him. Nah, listen, I'm too classy for that. That's just number one. So he has moved on, and people are like, oh, how can you watch him move on easily? I wish him the best, honey. And we're not beefing. We have a great relationship. I don't know if we call it friends, distant friend, whatever you call it. We're very amicable with each other. And it doesn't bother me because I'm in a place in my life, and I believe that he is, that we just sucked at what we was doing. That's just the bottom line. For all y'all nosy people that was wondering, I just thought I'd throw that out there. But start over. Take the leap. Start over. Do something different. Try something different. Get those yes men and yes women out of your circle. They are killing you softly, Lauryn Hill. They just killing you. This look good? Yes, she lying. Come on now. I'm gonna bring Monique on here to talk about friendships. We gotta do better. Stop lying to your people. Them ain't your people. If they lying to you, that ain't your people. Listen, I could go on and on. That ain't your people. But anyway, with that being said, I'm getting ready to wrap up. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this show. Again, this is this podcast is really meant to shed light on certain topics. Whatever the topic is, no topic is off limit. And in every topic, you're going to get you some Jesus. Like, y'all just need to know. You're going to get you some Jesus. That's just how I roll. But definitely, it's definitely to shed light, bring awareness, cause you to, you know, think about it a little bit differently, see it a little differently. If you listen to my podcast and doing any show, you say, then I've done my job, because that means I sparked a different thought, or I said something, or, you know, brought up something that you didn't thought about, you never considered. I don't know, just something. Things that make you go, yeah. things that make you go, I told you I got a song for everything. But I'm your girl, Natasha Hatch. And listen, if you're enjoying this podcast, I need you to do more than just enjoy it. First of all, let me thank you guys for listening each and every week or each and every, whenever you listen to it. I just thank you guys for listening to it. I know you can easily tune me out and turn me off and be like, child, what's she talking about now? And you don't, but I thank you because I see the numbers. I see the reviews. I see all of that. But I want you to like and share. First of all, I want you to subscribe. Let's just start there. You know, on your little podcast app, whichever one you're listening to, hit the subscribe button. Hit it. No, I'm just playing. So hit the subscribe button. That's the first thing I want you to do. And then I want you to share this podcast with your friends and your family, your homegirl, your sus, your sis, whatever y'all calling them these days. We're going to talk about that too, child. Sis, sus. We're going to talk about them. But anyway, like, subscribe, share it, like it. And then I can always be reached. You can connect with me. Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube is Tasha Hatchett Consulting. Now, I gave y'all the bougie spelling last week. Hopefully, you didn't forget it. It's actually Tashia. T-A-S-H-I-A. Say it again. T-A-S-H-I-A. And Hatchett is spelled H-A-T-C-H-E-T-T Consulting. So it's Tasha Hatchett Consulting on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And on TikTok, because I locked myself out the original TikTok and I don't know the password, it is now TH_Consulting. Yeah. Or, you can go to my website. They always tell me I forget a W, so I'm going to count it on my fingers. www.tashiahatchett.com. And if it's easier for you to remember, because I had a lot of people saying, how you spell your name again? Don't worry about it, boo, I got you. LovingMeIsEnough.com. See? I try to simplify y'all life. So, yeah, those are all the ways that you can connect with me. And if you're a texter, you can always text. And I do respond to texts. I do respond to emails. Listen, I'm just a people person. Now, I have my moments where I'm standoffish, but for the most part, I'm a people person. So, if you want to text, it's 754-243-6241. And when you text me, just make sure after your text, you put the hashtag LovingMeIsEnough. And then I'll remember. I just have a way of differentiating stuff. So that's it. I'm your girl, Natasha Hatchett. Don't be afraid to start over. It's going to be hard. It's going to be rough. It's going to be hard. It's going to be rough. But I promise you, you are going to make it. Have a good day.